Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature four more solo artists that had a career as part of a group first. This half hour, we'll hear from the Commodores, Lionel Richie, The Temptations, Eddie Kendricks, The Spinners, G.C. Cameron, The Jackson 5, and Jermaine Jackson. Well, first up, the Commodores' first top 40 song, an instrumental song called Machine Gun. Well, Machine Gun was also the name of the first studio album by the Commodores, released on July 22, 1974. Unlike subsequent Commodores albums, Machine Gun has only funk music and is devoid of slow-paced ballads. The lead song has Millen Williams on clarinet, which led Motown executive and founder Berry Gordy to name the song Machine Gun, as the clarinet work reminded him of gunfire. The track peaked at number 7 on the rhythm blues charts, while reaching 22 on the overall U.S. pop charts. The song was sampled prominently by the Beastie Boys on their song called Hey Ladies, and was used in the film Boogie Nights in 1997. Well, here is Machine Gun, the Commodores. It also features Lionel Richie on saxophone, right here on Motown.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Sleep.
A Motown memory from Lionel Richie, Running with the Night. They reached number 7 in the U.S. pop charts from 1983. And we started with the Commodores' first top 40, Machine Gun, number 22 from 1974. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during this hour, we're featuring artists that had a solo career that were previously featured in a group. Well, coming up, The Temptations featuring Eddie Kendricks with All I Need. Well, All I Need was the group's first single produced by Norman Whitfield's protege, Frank Wilson. It was written by Frank, Eddie Holland Jr., and R. Dean Taylor, and the single was a top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, peaking at number 8. It was also number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States. As mentioned, lead vocals were by David Ruffin, and background vocals were by Eddie Kendricks, Melvin Franklin, Paul Williams, and Otis Williams. And of course, the great instrumentation was the Motown house band, the Buckles. Well, here is All I Need, right here on Motown.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
It's a shame, reaching number 14 from 1970. Before that, Eddie Kendricks, He's a Friend, reaching number 36 from 1976. And we started with The Temptations, featuring Eddie Kendricks, All I Need, number 8 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature solo artists that had a career as part of the group before they went to solo status. Well, coming up, G.C. Cameron, who was part of the Spinners, on his own at this time in 1975, with a song called It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. Well, G.C. Cameron, the G.C. stands for George Curtis, was born September 21st, 1945, in Jackson, Mississippi. After serving in the Vietnam War with the Marines, G.C. Cameron joined the Spinners as its lead singer, and he sang both lead parts on their first big hit, It's a Shame, which we just heard and, by the way, was co-written and produced by Stevie Wonder. And he remained with Motown as a solo artist when the Spinners left Motown in 1971. Although G.C. Cameron was not a major seller to the label, he did have the one big hit coming up, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. It was the theme song of the 1975 film Coolie High, which was later covered by another Motown artist, Boyz II Men. Well, here is George Curtis Cameron right here on Motown Memories.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad.
Continue with Tom Fallon. Continue with Tom Fallon.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I like to thank you for waiting patiently. Yeah, yeah. Daddy's home. Your daddy's home to stay.
Jermaine Jackson with a Shemp the Lightliners tune, Daddy's Home. That reached number 9 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1973. And then before that, featured as part of the Jackson 5, that song was called Looking Through the Window, number 16 from 1972. Well, this hour, we featured solo artists that had a career as part of the group before they became solo. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.